It is your KORN News Radio Sports on this Friday, December 26. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz. Five games on the NBA schedule yesterday. Again, Minnesota lost to Denver 142-138 in overtime. The San Antonio Spurs beat the defending champion Oklahoma City Thunder 117-102. De'Aaron Fox had 29 points for the Spurs, while Victor Wembanyama added 19 points and 11 rebounds. San Antonio shot better than 53% for the game, while holding OKC to under 39% shooting. It was the third time the Spurs have beaten the Thunder in just the past 2 weeks, as they run their winning streak to 8 straight. Oklahoma City was led by Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, who had 22 points in just their second home loss of the season. Jalen Brunson scored 34 points as the Knicks had a huge comeback, rallying from 17 down in the fourth quarter to beat the Cleveland Cavaliers 126-124. It was New York's bench leading the comeback with 25 points from Jordan Clarkson, while a rookie Tyler Kolek added 16 points and 9 assists. Brunson would hit a go-ahead three-pointer with just over a minute left, as the Knicks have now won on Christmas Day for the third straight year. Cleveland was led by Donovan Mitchell, who had 34 points. The Houston Rockets would never trail in a 119-96 win over the LA Lakers. Amen Thompson led Houston with 26 points, while Kevin Durant added 25 points and 9 assists. Rockets would dominate the rebounding battle, out-rebounding Los Angeles by 23. For LA, they've lost 3 in a row. They were led by Luka Doncic, who had 25, and LeBron James, who finished with 18. And also yesterday, Steph Curry would score 23 points in a key late three-pointer as Golden State beat Dallas 126-116. Jimmy Butler nearly had a triple-double for the Warriors, finishing with 14 points, 9 assists, and 9 rebounds. Dallas rookie Cooper Flagg, all of 19 years old, led all players yesterday with 27 points. Also for Dallas, they would lose Anthony Davis to a groin injury in the second quarter. Some Major League Baseball news and notes. The Athletics have signed outfielder Tyler Soderstrom to a 7-year, $86 million contract, which is the largest deal in franchise history. Options could push it up to $130 million. The 24-year-old Soderstrom broke out last year for the A's, hitting .276 with 25 home runs. Also, the Pittsburgh Pirates making a rare long-term free agent move. They've agreed to a 2-year deal worth $29 million with All-Star first baseman and outfielder Ryan O'Hearn. O'Hearn, 32 years old, hit .281 last year with 17 home runs with Baltimore and San Diego. This is the Pirates' first multi-year deal with a free agent since 2016. And the Miami Marlins adding to their bullpen. They've agreed with Pete Fairbanks on a 1-year, $13 million deal. Fairbanks, the former closer for Tampa Bay, has saved 83 games over the past 4 seasons with a 2.83 ERA. For more sports, check us out online all the time at KORNradio.com. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz.